Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah, number 180, getting ghosty today. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes, but what do you call it? I just want to say hello to my homeboy, Mr. Redheaded Stepchild himself, Alex DePonte. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Do you have a delay over there? Since you're not in the studio yet again because you're sick with another, like, you know, AIDS epidemic or something?
The last time I was sick and not in an episode was May 17th.
did you look back because you knew I was going to say it?
I did, actually. I did.
You're ridiculous. I understand why, because you knew I was going to give you heat about it, but I mean...
I knew you were going to give me heat about it, and I wanted to be like, you mother effer. I haven't been... God, this is really hard, because I don't feel good, so I just want to curse. But no, I wanted to be like, you mother effer, I haven't missed one since May 17th.
Well, actually, you have. We've just cheated it, that's all. Because remember, I've done a couple episodes all by myself, which was not easy. Let me just add, it was not easy to do it all by myself.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But yeah, but you didn't upload it on your own.
No.
And you didn't record it on your own.
I did record it on my own, you little son of a bitch. You know that I did it. Because I was like, Alex, I did it all by myself. And you're like, damn, Brim, I'm proud of you. And I was like, thank you, I appreciate that. Because then, and only then, did I do audio work by myself. But then I sent it to you and you fixed it.
That must have been in May. Because I looked up the word sick in our chat. Right? And
like, you're an ass. Are you serious?
You know me. Yes. You know I would have messaged you and I would have been like, Brim, I'm sick. I can't come in. So I know that the last time I missed it was that day.
Okay, well, fair enough. So you got 101, 102 fever.
Well, actually, my fever's down today. My mom gave me a bunch of like meds because she's a nurse and she has like, you know, a hospital's worth. No, she doesn't. Oh. Like, FBI, don't raid our house. But like, she's got a lot, and so I'm on some meds right now that are making me feel a lot better.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't have a fever, but my nose does feel like it's full of like a bunch of stuff.
Ew. Ew. That's gross.
And it's really runny. And other than that, I'm okay. I'm all right.
How's my pal Megan? How's she feeling? Since you had to get her sick, too.
She feels like she swallowed a cactus.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Right?
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, how you doing, babe? That's better. She doesn't sound good.
Oh, poor.
That's how I sounded yesterday.
Megan! Feel better, Megan! Anyways.
We're having a good time. We promise.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I'm
going to die right now. That's how you guys sound.
She's trying to get out of work right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, just
I don't think she should be going in.
I don't think you should be going in either. And if anybody tries making you come in, I'll call for you.
There you go. Brandon, calling your Brandon on your behalf to make you not go in.
That's right.
I work with food. It doesn't make sense.
No. Listen, I am the king of that. I've called in for so many different people in the past.
He called in for me. Oh my God.
I was like, I'm telling you right now, Alex isn't coming in. If you have a problem with that, take it up with me. Anyway,
it did happen.
So as always, Within Brimskin, brought to you by Man & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
There we go.
I also want to say, before I talk about who's coming on with us and hanging with us for the day, I wanted to also make sure that everybody knew that our new show is not going to be on this week because Alex is not feeling well. See, you hear that? You hear that?
I have a story.
Oh, you have a story for it?
No, I don't. I haven't looked up a story because I haven't been feeling good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna just say that I'm very upset that we're not doing it. So, a big fart to you. Oh, it's still going. I couldn't even stop it. It's okay. It's just gonna finish out. Yes. So no foxes, no lions today. Just ghosts. That's what we're gonna talk about. Ghosts. All right, there, Alex.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel bad that we're not doing it. I want to do it, but I also want to have a topic prepared for it. I want to have a person to laugh at every week.
Okay. there was actually nothing really going on this week anyway, except for the same old Kanye crap.
Yeah, the same old Kanye. I'm sure I could have found something though, if I actually looked. But I'm sorry. Yesterday I took the day off and I needed it.
You did. It's all right, and it's all good. And I'm happy that you did. What do you call it? So what we're gonna do right now is I do want to make sure to get to a little bit later. We're gonna talk about the new sandwich that I got over at Dang Barbecue. We'll talk about that and some upcoming tour dates that you can come out and see old Brim at. And I do want to introduce our guest for today, though. So those of you who've been checking out my social media for quite some time, I know that you've seen some vampire werewolf shoot some witchy things. Anyway, one of my good friends, a doll in her own right. She's a living doll, and she is sitting right next to me. So let us welcome Shannon Collins. She is a poet, she is a model, and she is a paranormal investigator, a medium, some say. What do you call it? Why? Because that's medium. You know what I mean? You're like, I remember listening to one of the interviews, and they were like, what exactly is a medium? You're like, wow, I should know that answer.
It's in between hard and soft.
There you go. Anyway, Shannon, what's going on? Welcome to Within Brim Skin.
Hi.
she was so excited. She's like, I'm getting to meet the famous Alex, and she came out, and then Alex is not here. He's over the phone.
Well, you wouldn't want to meet me anyway. I look terrible right now. My eyes are all red. My nose is leaky like a faucet. Like, I don't want to meet you in this condition.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thank you for that.
Appearances coming up and everything going on. We can afford not seeing you for a week. But what do you call it? So Shannon just released her new book, A Dream Within a Scream, what do you call it, which is poetry. It's dark poetry, so it's right up Brim's alley. And of course, I'm not going to take any kind of credit for anything, but I did help her publish the book, so I'm extra proud of her and everything she's done. We've known each other for a long time, and she said, you know, I need to get some things out and some books out, and I said, well, I think that's right up my alley. Let me see what I can do. And so the first book is out. It's available for pre-sale currently on her official website, which is adreamwithinascream.com. And then it will be available officially on, I believe, Amazon and anywhere else that she can get it up. On October 31st, am I correct?
Correct.
So I wanted to, it's going to be a little bit longer of a story than a couple minutes. So I want to talk about the attachment and all that other stuff, in the next segment. What do you call it? So when we have a full 10 minutes, you know what I mean? I know that we could talk for a couple minutes about the whole paranormal thing. So you're doing Long Island Paranormal. You've been doing that for what? How 10 years?
No, 13 years.
13 years? 13 years?
Lucky number 13.
Hanging around with ghosts?
Yeah.
The ghosties. What do you call it? So where are you guys going? Because I know you've been doing, I know recently you just did Tesla, which you guys invited me to, and I could not make it. But you did Tesla. You just did a big mansion. Where else?
We do a lot of events in the Hamptons at Rogers Mansion and the Thomas Halsey Homestead.
Right.
So we do those monthly. The Thomas Halsey Homestead's my favorite, but that one's seasonal, so that one's done for the year.
Okay. What do you call it? Alex, do you want to go ghost hunting with us? I want to go ghost hunting.
I might ruin the mood, but Megan really, really wants to go. Like, her ears perked up and her head shot up instantly.
Megan, you want to go? Megan, you want to go?
Oh my God, yes, please.
Shannon, will you take care of my friend Megan?
Of course.
Thank
of course.
You. She will take care of you.
Yes.
What do you call it?
I'll chill out in the back and kind of just observe.
So you don't? You're afraid, Alex? You don't want to go?
No, I'm not afraid. I just don't want to ruin. I just don't want to bring down people's moods.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. What do you call it?
I'm not afraid. I just don't want to ruin the experience for other people.
I think you're scared. I think it's like a...
Price is wrong, bitch.
For you, that's what I'm talking about. I pressed the wrong button, so I'm just going with it.
Megan and I have gone into, like, what is it? Yeah, Kings Park. Yeah.
Okay, so Kings Park. So you've done Kings Park. What do you call it? Why don't we do this? Let's talk about this more when we get back. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brimskin. Alex here from far away.
I'm far away, but you seem like you're right here in the studio with me, darling. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to sound like actually over, over the phone. I'm sure it doesn't sound like as good as it does with those Beyer Dynamic microphones.
That's right, baby, Beyer Dynamic. That's the only way to go. That's what I'm saying. It's like sex in my ears. I'm sorry, Jan. I didn't mean to disturb you with that. What do you call it? I want to get into talking about, what is the inspiration for your book. I know that you've been doing poetry for a long time since you were a little girl. And what do you call it? That you have... changed a lot over the last couple of years because of something that happened while you were out hunting. So, Megan, this might not be, this might be a reason why you might not want to go and go ghost hunting, but what do you call it? There was a situation. Why don't you tell us what the inspiration was? I know that you can't say everything about it, but just give us the basics. I know she can't say this exact location and so forth, basically for legal reasons, but, what exactly happened? It was an attachment, correct?
Correct. I was at a location, and we had been investigating that location for about a year at that point. And I had been picking up on stuff from the initial investigation. So naturally, I was trying to, go further with it to get some answers of what was going on there. And I accidentally channeled a spirit, and she stayed with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she stayed with you, and she left with you.
She left with me, yeah.
Which is craziness.
It's absolute craziness.
So did you hear that, Megan? The spirit left with her, It left with her. So
that's
now,
insane.
Was this?
Yeah, don't you bring ghosts into our apartment?
So now,
I have already.
How does that work in terms of you don't have a choice, right? It just says, okay, I'm here, and it goes in. I mean, what is that? That's what I'm trying. I want to understand that, and not just me. I want our people to understand that. You know, like, is it just like a thing they say, I choose you, Pikachu, and then they hop in, or is it like, okay, well,
that's
you
how
did.
I hope it happens.
What was that?
That's how I hope it happens.
I know, right? Yeah, I could see Alex getting possessed by something.
Well, I think it just depends on the situation and what's, you know, the environment and everything like that. So that particular night, it was my own fault. I was in my mind, I was talking to the spirit and I could feel that hurt, you know, and I could feel that there was something going on. So I was trying to get her help, you know. So I was like, you know what I do, you know, you can connect with me, just show me what happened, tell me what happened. But I think the show me what happened is what got me in trouble, because immediately I started channeling it.
Really?
So basically when that happens, I could feel a pressure between my eyes and on the bridge of my nose. Mm-hmm. And I tend to like just drop, my head will drop. Mm-hmm. And then I come back up and I look like a complete crazy person and I scare everyone around me, and then I just start talking in
gibberish.
Know, not gibberish.
Tongues?
Actually, that night they recorded. That was a really weird situation, because for me, I felt like I was screaming.
Okay.
The next day, my throat was sore. I didn't really have much of a voice left. But when they played the audio for the group, you couldn't hear me on the audio at all.
Really?
Which was really weird, because there was two different audio recordings and I wasn't picked up on it. Also, one of the girls there was smart enough to transcribe what I was saying while that was happening. And she was at that point brand new in the group. So kudos to her for thinking to do that.
Right.
Unfortunately, I was the longest running member at that time. So for them, that was, you know, they did a really good job not ever being in that situation.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, what do you call it? And I know that it's been traumatic and and very, very different for you. What do you call it? And you just did at, what was it, at Tesla, you just channeled somebody also.
Yeah.
Which was a little nutty.
Yeah.
I know you told me about that one.
Yeah, that one was pretty weird. That one didn't last as long, but I do feel like it kind of amped up the other one to be like, hey, wait, I'm still here. What are you doing?
Now, and this might sound silly, and again, you know, keep in mind this is somewhat of a comedy show, so I have to throw some of my jokes in there, even though it's not meant as a joke. I don't want you to get mad at me. What do you call it? But no, like, what is it now? So did Frank try to come in? You know, maybe it's Frank the Tank's coming in, and then all of a sudden, you know, she's like, no, I'm here, bitch, and she's like, get out.
That's what I feel like happened, to be honest with you. Yeah, and I've been off for like the last few days because of it, and similar to what happened to me last time.
Yeah. So that's weird. Like, I can't imagine if you know, then there was, instead of a female being inside you, having a man, you know, like being taken over. That's kind of wacky.
I did at one point have two attachments.
What was that? Were you being dirty?
Nothing. A comment that would be taken out of context, but I love LGBT. Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
About the man, a woman in you, man.
Joke.
Yeah. What do you call it? Okay. So what you said when Alex was going on about dirty stuff, was that you did have the male and female ghosts in, you know, in your head. Prior.
I know this sounds so crazy, so, but it's fine.
Justify yourself to anybody.
Thank you. At that location, yeah, it was a male and female spirit. I wound up catching both of them, you know, like a cold.
Gotta catch them all. Yeah, pretty much. It was a sickness.
Gotta catch them all.
There you
and
go.
It's really cool, because with the poetry that I wound up with her feelings and emotions all at once.
Right.
I, as myself, was no longer existent at that point. And so I had to write it all out, and that's how it was like automatic writing. It would take me like maybe 5 minutes to write out a full-blown poem. But some of the poetry, you could tell the difference in the writing because it's him.
Oh.
And so when it's a little bit harsher, a little bit more sarcastic, that was more so him coming through. And that one was a really rough one. He's a very heavy, heavy spirit.
Right.
I don't feel like he's attached to me anymore, but I do feel like he is still around.
Okay. Where in you?
No.
Okay. Just in.
Just travels.
Oh,
because I still go to that place. We're still actively investigating the location.
Okay.
I can't say because of confidentiality reasons.
But so it travels with you?
I think so.
Okay. Because I've heard of those.
Yeah, I think
I've
so. I think it goes back and forth.
That's bizarre.
So, things will happen where I kind of know it's him.
Okay.
You know, but.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not crazy. You're crazy. I'm saying that's crazy.
No, it is crazy. Because, you know, if it wasn't like, me, I'd have a hard time believing it unless I went through it myself, you know.
Well, you've gone through a tremendous amount of adjustments over the last couple of years. So what do you call it? And the poetry now, you've put a small collection together, which is some of the stuff that you did release online prior, and then other stuff that you have never released, but this is a kind of like a step forward. So let's talk about A Dream Within a Scream. Let's talk about the book itself. So what do you call it? Let everybody know about what it is.
So the book is a collection of poetry. It's a collection of automatic writings I got from the spirit. So essentially what would happen is I would have all these words and thoughts and stuff coming through. And that's not essentially what automatic writing is, but that was the best way I could describe what automatic writing is. So let me just jump on what that is really quick. So automatic writing would be something where you would kind of meditate, you'd get a paper and pen, and you would just let whatever comes through you flow, and you would just write it out, and that would be considered automatic writing, supposedly, that comes from spirit. So essentially it was the same concept. I was just getting a bunch of her thoughts and emotions and stuff, and I would write them out, and then I would just, it would come out into poetry, because I guess that's how she connected with me.
Okay. So now, what do you call it? Megan, do you still want to go ghost hunting?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I love the hesitation.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Maybe.
I think you have a question, Meg?
No. I'm sorry.
I think you have some questions. I think you have some questions. What do you call it? And that's okay. What do you call it? The fact of the matter is, it is something that, you know, it's not, you know, the everyday person wouldn't necessarily understand unless they're channeled into that type of world and that, you know, I guess, genre. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, ghosts aren't real, blah, blah, blah. There are no such thing as aliens, yada, yada, yada. Well, at the end of the day, it is a big world and there is a huge universe out there and we don't know barely anything of it. So the fact of the matter is, if you question things or if you don't question things, I think it's if you don't question things, you've got a major issue. What do you call it? And those are the same people that don't like animals. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with some more WBS.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman! Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Bullshit. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Will's Bullshit. Is that what you call it?
Me?
Yeah, that's what some people call it.
WBS?
WBS, Will's Bullshit.
No, I usually make the, I say that you bring the BS to WBS.
There you go. Hey, look,
It
is what it is. I do want to sidetrack for a minute because I don't want to forget to talk about this. If you guys are paying attention to social media, then you will see that, I put together a brand new sandwich over at Dang Barbecue here on Long Island. If you're in Long Island, the local area, the surrounding area, trust me, it is well worth the trip. I put together
made a sandwich?
Son, you need to start paying attention to social media, you little fucker. What do you call it? Listen.
I don't pay attention to social media.
Well, you should. You very well. Megan does. Megan. I know you must have seen it.
I haven't been on for a few days.
Shame.
Shame. I haven't seen it either. Oh, so she hasn't seen the new sandwich. Wait, but you made a sandwich? I need to get on the sandwich.
I work with sandwiches. I need to know about this sandwich.
The sandwich.
It's not a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. So it is called the Big Badass Brimstone Bomber Sandwich, and it's only a Dang Barbecue, 3 locations, it's going to be a off-the-menu item at first, and if it does well, then they're going to make it a permanent menu item, and it is also a challenge, so if you eat the whole thing, you get your picture up on the wall, and if you tag me, then I'm going to repost you on Instagram. So what do you call it?
Big is it?
Oh, it's big, bro. You want to hear what it is? You want me to tell you the whole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is burnt ends. Okay, burnt ends, which is unbelievable. All right, on a garlic bread hero with mozzarella, bacon strips, crispy and delicious. Then it is their Diablo Habanero hot sauce, which is, it just is, it's not hot, you know, at the end of it. It's not, you know what I mean? It gives you a little kick.
Right.
It's not too hot. And then a ton of onion strips on top of it. And when I tell you that it is unbelievably delicious, you're going to piss yourself. It is that damn good.
Onion straws.
Onion straws.
Things that we had at a gourmet barbecue bistro. The really, really thin onion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So those
they're really good.
Those are all doused on top of it, and let me tell you, it is a meal and a half, and it is well worth it.
I don't think Megan and I could eat that, just the two of us.
Probably not.
No. I don't know. Megan says otherwise. She thinks she can eat the whole thing.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, and I know that they're going to be coming, bringing some stuff in the studio. What do you call it? But we'll see. We'll get you some. You guys will get to try it. But yeah, the Big Badass Brimstone Bomber Sandwich, the signs and all that stuff will be up in the locations, I believe, by the end of the week. I'm also going to be doing some stuff with Capacho here on the island and The Refuge. I've already spoken with them. Looking to do some stuff with Kickin' Chicken. And there are a bunch of other restaurants that I deal with. So we're going to do some kind of fun challenge map. You know what I mean? A Long Island challenge map. And then if that works, then we'll start going outside of Long Island. I'll get some more stuff going with friends of mine elsewhere.
I want to go to Dang Barbecue, at the restaurant.
Yeah, no, you got to go to Dang Barbecue to do it. So that one's that. I want to make sure to let everybody know about that. So, you know, and if you haven't seen the video of us making it, go to at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, and you can watch the whole thing being made. That was a very awesome experience. Now
they got it on Bandmeet first.
Oh, I made another Instagram.
Oh, did you? Would you like to let everybody know what it is?
It's a lapis. Say gem, so it's LAPISSAEGEM.
Okay. Well, follow me again there if I didn't see it, so this way I can follow you back. Because I could barely hear what you said. I'm sorry. Guys, pay attention. You'll be able to find it on my page. What was that? Okay.
It's going to be her hot photo Instagram.
There we go. Okay. As long as I know, you know, what it, where, you know, that it's there, then I can follow and I can like. I also want to give you guys upcoming dates. So this coming weekend, this is coming out on Tuesday, this weekend, Friday and Sunday, I'm supposed to be at Chiller. I know Shannon's going to be there as well. So if you want to check us out, either myself or Shannon or both of us, you know, that's always nice. Go check us out. Friday the 28th and Sunday the 30th at Chiller Theater in Jersey. And then we're also going to be doing Saturday the 29th at Warren Paranormal Con, which is at the Mohegan Sun Resort and Casino. So you guys want to check that one out. Then November 12th and 13th, we're going to be doing Salem Paracon at the Salem State University. And then November 19th and 20th, I'm going to be at the Long Island Comic Book Expo with the Huntington Hilton here on the island. So I don't know if you're going to be there or not. I don't know if you've got a table there or no.
It's up in the air.
It's up in the air. You're waiting to find out. So what do you call it? So make sure that you guys link yourselves to those conventions, and hopefully you guys come out and see us. Listen, I know Chiller this weekend's got a ton of guests. I know my buddy Alan Robert from Life of Agony is going to be there, and a whole bunch of other people. So, you know, just keep your eye out, and you know, hopefully you'll see me. I'm supposed to be at the TV Cars booth, but again, I don't know what's happening. I've got to speak to them, but I'll be around. You'll find me somewhere. That being said, what do you call it? I want to go back to the book a little bit. What do you call it, Shannon? What is your main goal for this book?
So what I felt from her is essentially she wasn't able to share her story before whatever happened to her happened to her.
Okay.
And it's obviously something that has affected her deeply. And I felt like she needed to get her story out. So now it's not just her story, it's my story too. So together, I just wanted to try and see if we can get her some closure. I want to help other people who maybe have gone through something like this and they feel so crazy that they couldn't help, that they didn't have any help or whatever. I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I can't remember anything.
What do you call it? Well, listen, that's a great thing, helping get closure. You know what's funny is the other day I was watching Sixth Sense, which I haven't watched in forever and a day. And
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. I see dead people. What do you call it? And the crazy thing about that is towards the end of the movie, you know, spoiler alert, not like if you haven't seen the movie by now, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, but you know, at the end of the movie, you know, the kid's purpose is to help, you know, these spirits kind of move on and move along and what do you call it? So maybe that's the purpose. Maybe the purpose is for you to get her words out and make that happen so she can move on.
That's what I'm hoping for. The thing with spirit attachments, though, is sometimes if they're with you for too long, they get used to that feeling of that energy and they don't want to leave that.
Really?
So I'm hoping that, you know, she's not looking to do like a whole 20 volumes of poetry.
Oh, wow. Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the first one's doing pretty well so far, and it hasn't even launched yet, officially. I mean, you know, you sold out of your first grouping of books, which was like really, really quick.
Yeah.
And then you just ordered the second round of books, and I know that you're already gone through a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And you haven't even started doing the circuit yet. So I got to believe that it's going to do very, very well.
I hope so.
You know? And what's crazy is, so for those of you out there, I mean, like I said, we've known each other for a real long time. We're in the same circuits. We've been in the same Comic-Cons and so forth for however many years. And now I'm starting to do more paranormal stuff because, you know, I need the Brimstone name should be more with and in paranormal stuff. I mean, the comic book is paranormal. And you know, the fact of the matter is that it makes sense. And I've done so many paranormal shows. I've known so many paranormal people over the years that it just makes sense for me to do more. So what do you call it? When we had the discussion, we were like, well, I could do more stuff in paranormal. You guys can help me with that and I can help you with the other stuff. So it's definitely a good match. And I am super proud of everything that you've done and accomplished. And I've watched your growth over the last however many months and I am super proud of you. So what do you call it? I just want to make sure you knew. And what do you call it? And I am so excited for all the big things to come.
Thank you. Well, I definitely couldn't have done it without you. No, really, I couldn't have. I was kind of like stuck in a situation, and I never thought that I would get to be able to publish it. So I really appreciate everything that you've done.
Well,
and so does she, I guess.
Well, it is my pleasure. It's our pleasure because I'm going to say that I have something in my head too.
Oh, okay.
I have a spirit in me too. I don't know what it is, but hopefully it's a good one. I don't know, Alex. Do you think I've got a spirit in me?
Yeah, you definitely got some spirit in you.
There you go. Oh, I like
it. You got spirit. Yes, we do.
Yes. You know what we didn't do? Hold on. You know what we didn't do? Today's secret word is spirit. Oh, you know. We didn't even do it the whole I should have done it at the beginning of the show. Now I'm a failure. Complete fail. Complete fail.
Judging by your size, you might actually have a few spirits in you.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That was harsh.
That was really
Alex,
not nice.
That's harsh. By the way, I'm going to tell Shannon, all right, Megan, you need to help me here because we, you know, now that there's another person, Alex said that I was a 7.5 on the sexy scale.
God.
A 7.5.
I remember this.
We're going backwards. I am so insulted. I know that I might not be a 10, but I am at 7.5. Don't I get a little bit more than that?
Megan's biased. Megan's biased because she likes chunkies.
What?
Alrighty.
You like chunky peanut butter, huh? All right, Megan. Well,
her favorite person is Josh Peck.
Hey, listen, he's beautiful, okay?
Josh Peck.
Josh from like Nickelodeon days.
I'm a 30? There you go. She said I'm a 30.
30.
So go F yourself, Alex. Alex.
10 out of 10. This is a biased
10 group. Out of 10, I'm a 30.
30 God, out of 10.
That's what I'm talking about. High fives.
I don't want to be participant in this kangaroo court.
This kangaroo court.
I just left like Betty Rubble.
you and your damn chunky. God damn it, Alex. I've lost some weight. Thank you very much. Not much, but I did lose a little bit of weight.
I didn't say that. Hey, listen. I initially made the first joke, but when I said that thing, I was just talking about Megan's preferences with men.
Oh, okay. Well, how the hell did she get with you then? You're a freaking string bean. You're like a piece of bamboo floating in the wind.
Because
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's There's two types, right? There's okay. There's
adopted and non-adopted.
No, there's a big, chunky, lovable guys that she goes after, and then she also likes the guys that look like girls.
Oh.
I fall into the second category.
Okay. I used to fall into the second category. I used to look like a girl when I was younger. You saw those pictures. I was cute then.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was cute.
You're still cute.
You did not look, like, when I look
you.
At the WWE photos, nah, you look big, strong dude.
No.
You look like country. Actually, your old
big,
photos.
Big, strong country dude?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say his old photos are like what I like in men.
What?
Oh.
So my Hold on a second. So my old musician photos when I was drumming.
No, that was when I was 10.
No.
Not the musician photo. The photo that I bring that I show people when I talk about your WWF days.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. What photo was that?
It's like you in the black boots and everything like that, and you just look really big and really strong. And
Alex,
yeah.
This is the first time you flirted with me, Alex. Thank you so much. I am appreciative.
I'm not gonna lie. Back then, like, yeah, you looked good.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Now I'm too big of a man. I understand. It's okay. The ladies think differently. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
The ladies think differently, sir.
You're right. The ladies do think differently. Literally, both ladies in this conversation think differently. That's why I said.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it so much. Well, we are over time, and Alex is underpaid, and I will see you guys next week.
That's an understatement.
there's the outro music. What do you call it? Listen, everybody, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning into Within Rib Skin and dealing with our rants and raves. Make sure you check out Shannon online at @adream_withinascream on Instagram, also at adreamwithinascream.com. Get a new book, A Dream Within a Scream, and see her, catch her at all the upcoming events. And that being said, you can catch us again every Tuesday and Grindhouse Radio every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Dirty Little Secrets Club later tonight. How about you, boy?